the core event is the establishment of the covenant at Sinai and the subsequent instructions for the tabernacle, with the New Testament reflecting on the significance of the blood ritual. The main characters are the Lord, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, 70 elders. Relationships are defined by Moses as the sole mediator, leaders as witnesses, and the people as covenant recipients. The context is Israel's encampment at Mount Sinai following the Exodus. In Exodus, the Lord instructs Moses to ascend the mountain with specific leaders to worship at a distance. While only Moses may approach day, Moses conveys the Lord's words to the people, who pledge obedience. Moses writes the words, builds an altar with 12 pillars. He places half the blood on the altar, reads the Book of the Covenant to the people, and sprinkles the other half on them, declaring it the blood of the covenant. Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and the 70 elders then ascend, see God, and eat and drink. Lord then calls Moses further up the mountain to receive stone tablets and instructions. Moses ascends with Joshua, and the glory of the Lord covers Sinai for 6 days before he calls Moses on the 7th. Moses enters the cloud for 40 days and nights. During this time, the Lord commands Moses to receive voluntary offerings from the people to construct a sanctuary so he may dwell among them. He provides detailed instructions for the tabernacle's construction, beginning with the Ark of the Covenant, its atonement cover with cherubim, table for the bread of the presence, emphasizing they must be made exactly according to the pattern shown. The New Testament passage from Hebrews references this Sinai event, recalling that Moses proclaimed the law, the blood of calves with other elements, and sprinkled both the scroll and the people, declaring it the blood of the covenant. It adds that he similarly sprinkled the tabernacle and its articles, stating the law's requirement for bloodshed, for cleansing and forgiveness. The paired psalm responds by asking, what can be returned for the Lord's goodness? With the answer being to lift the cup of salvation, call on the Lord's name, and fulfill vows publicly. The trajectory moves from covenant ratification through blood to the provision of a detailed pattern for God's dwelling place, establishing the terms and means for God's presence with Israel. The event is a pivotal moment in the formation of Israel as a nation under God's law and the precursor to the tabernacle's construction. New Testament reflection positions this Old Testament ritual as a foundational pattern pointing toward a greater covenant and forgiveness.